News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we've been talking all morning about the trolley numbers and whether or not changes to staff rosters that occurred over this bank holiday weekends are the result of them going down. A little bit earlier, we heard from retired orthopaedic surgeon Peter O'Rourke, who told us why he thinks trolley figures were really down over the St Patrick's weekend.
It appears that the St Patrick's Day weekend, the trolley crisis in hospitals doesn't seem to have been as bad as it usually is. But the reason for this, I suspect, is not exactly accurate. The only way you can have less patients in the hospital is if you admit less patients in the week before. And I'm quite sure that a vast number of surgical cases were cancelled towards the end of last week to make sure beds would be available for emergencies. And this is the only reason that there wasn't as much pressure in the emergency departments. If you don't have patients in the beds, they're available for emergencies.
For more on this, I'm joined now by Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. Minister, is Peter O'Rourke correct that the reason that there was good flow is not down to a change in rosters, it's actually down to people being cancelled for elective surgery earlier last week?
So elective surgeries are cancelled when hospitals are overcrowded. So if we had had 600 people on trolleys on Tuesday morning, yesterday morning, like we did after St. Bridget's Day, then elective surgeries get cancelled. What we need is a bigger infrastructure so that we have dedicated elective hospitals, and I'm working towards that. But it's also true to say that we have very good infrastructure assets in terms of the hospitals that we have now and the staff that we have now, and that we have been underusing it. I want to see outpatient appointments at 4 p.m. on a Saturday, at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night, and to see a different rostering practice. We put that into place, myself and Bernard Gloucester, in a very dedicated way. We had the rosters come into us. 2 weeks ago, I was looking at the proposed rosters for the St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I said very clearly that I was not happy. I said it privately, I said it publicly. It wasn't good enough. We got a much better response from senior decision makers, from consultants, from the staff up and down the hospitals, administrators, healthcare workers, nurses.
So the staff and responded, I have well to say, to this,
oh my goodness, yes. Oh my goodness, yes. And we have seen a big difference over the weekend. Yesterday morning on my way back from the airport, I was in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day at about 6 a.m. I visited Beaumont. I visited the Mater to check in, see how things were. Staff were under less pressure. There were vacancies. There were spaces in the hospital if people did present. It was a different atmosphere.
It's been reported,
a very
in the
different experience.
I have some of the figures. Zero people on trolleys yesterday in Beaumont yesterday morning. 230 people on trolleys throughout the country after the weekend, after this bank holiday weekend. Over 600 after the Bridget. So about a third. The question that begs the question, why has this not happened before? If it was as simple as changing rosters, why have we seen these gluts of people on trolleys? Very uncomfortable for them, very uncomfortable for their families. If it was this easy, why hasn't it happened up until now?
I can't speak to that. But what I can say is that people get sick 6 and 7 days a week, and they need to be managed, supported and discharged 6 and 7 days a week. They get sick and they get better 6 and 7 days a week. And we need a consistent, stable flow from the hospital system. And we need that from everybody in the hospital system. We have now 60% of our consultants are on the public only contract, which means that they are available to be rostered, not on call, but to be rostered until late in the evening.
On site rather than on
call. Absolutely, absolutely. On site, on Saturdays, on site, in the evenings in hospitals. And we can get a much better use of what we have already. Then it's my responsibility to get the funding and to build the new elective hospitals. No question about that. We want a top class healthcare system. But it's definitely true, and this weekend has shown it, that we can use the assets that we already have better. Now, I have also asked Bernard Gloucester, and I'm getting the initial results back, to do a detailed analysis of all of the consultant contracts. Already I'm seeing that it's way over indexed on Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And I want to see a different approach in the evenings
this
and at weekends going into the future.
This is the idea of moving to 5 over 7. Isn't that what it's referred to as? So you might be on for 5 days a week, but it would
now.
Be... Could be Sunday to
Correct.
Thursday.
Well, for the public only, it's on Saturdays. Then for the 2008 contract, which is a bit, we can roster consultants on Sunday. But that's what Bernard then is trying to do, is get everybody else to work in a more 7 across 7 days to make sure that everybody, the consultants and the senior decision makers, are supported.
So are you saying that literally working practices have been one of the obstacles to patients getting adequate care or patient-centric healthcare being delivered in this country?
I'm saying that I looked at the rosters and the performance over the St. Bridget's Day weekend, and I was appalled at the discharge between the admissions and discharges. And I looked at the rosters and I found that of the third of the hospitals that I looked at, only 10% of the consultants and senior decision makers were there. No wonder we had a problem. Myself and Bernard Gloucester have had a really dedicated public and private focus on making sure that this would be different in the interests of patient safety, patient experience and the experience of people working in the healthcare system. We've had a different outcome this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the new baseline. I do not want to see every weekend, as I did between St. Bridget's Day and St. Patrick's Day, the big jump. We were at, for example, 2 weekends ago, 125 on Saturday morning, up to 420 on Monday morning. That's unconscionable. It's unconscionable for patient experience. And, this is the new
Peter
baseline.
Peter O'Rourke saying people having elective surgeries cancelled, that's probably why. But from what I'm hearing, from what you're saying is what's actually happening is because there are senior decision makers on site in the hospital so people can be discharged on a Saturday, discharged on a Sunday in the way that they wouldn't have been previously, which frees up beds.
It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of people being there. It's a combination of better work practices. It's a combination, you're right. He's right to say that there will have been elective surgeries cancelled when hospitals are overcrowded. That would have happened today and yesterday because we couldn't have brought more people in. So we have to have a new elective hospital and I need to get the funding for
that. I suspect music to people ears out there listening, particularly we've had texts in from people saying that they had good experiences in the hospitals over the weekend, unusually good experiences. What were other ministers for health doing on the job? Stephen Donnelly, Simon Harris, Leo Varadkar. We've had lots of ministers for health. Why hasn't I still can't understand why you have swept in here and this has changed all of a sudden.
I want patients to have this as their new expectation. I want the people of Ireland to have this as their new expectation. And I want people working in the hospital system to have a much better, more stable system to be able to work
in. The new normal?
It better be.
Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.